This is Radio Superior, 1956. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's go. Stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We'll bring you now inside the KUWS radio studio and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, 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 all you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, rocking your world. It's Thursday, March 1st, 1956. Lou Martin has history today, otherwise known as the 6 o'clock news. The labor guy and the farm guy are here, and singing telegrams are back.
I like singing telegrams, depending on what it says.
And if the cat or kitten can hold a note. East End Grocery is paying the light bill today. They've got a great meat counter with spare ribs for 37 cents a pound. And Lake Superior smoked whitefish, 63 cents a pound. East End Superior, they deliver. Now, Lou Martin, pay attention, cats and kittens. You will be quizzed at the end of the show. You're in the mix, man.
Whatever that means. Good evening, Tim, and good listeners. A Negro co-ed is ousted from the Alabama campus again. Drew Pearson reports on slain teen Emmett Till in Mississippi. And a mystery person keeps fixing a retired woman's roof. We begin our world report.
This is Calvin Thornton in Montgomery. Negro co-ed Authorin Lucy was expelled today as University of Alabama officials are accused of conspiring mob action against her. The Board of Trustees confirmed that action was agreed upon at a meeting last night. They asked that their names not be used. The expulsion came within hours after U.S. District Judge H. Hobart Grooms ordered the board to stop an order excluding the 26-year-old Birmingham woman from the campus for safety reasons. Quoting Miss Lucy, "I am shocked at this new turn of events. I have done all that I can. I was looking forward to returning to school," end quote. NAACP Chief Counsel Thurgood Marshall had no comment. Meanwhile, in Montgomery, the House of Representatives is requiring Miss Lucy testify before a legislative committee investigating communist activity in Alabama. At the start of the hearing, Marshall alleged that the trustees and university officials conspired with outsiders in mob rioting that drove Miss Lucy from the campus at Tuscaloosa on February the 6th. In Birmingham, the Lucy decision was bigger news in the Birmingham Post-Herald than President Eisenhower's announcement that he was running for a second term. The first major reaction came from Ace Carter, executive secretary of the North Alabama White Citizens Council, an affiliation of 45 pro-segregation organizations. Carter called a mass meeting here for March the 9th and predicted an attendance of 15,000. Quoting him, "We believe we have found a solution to Judge Grooms' ruling," but he would not say what the solution was. On the university campus scene of the rioting which drove Miss Lucy from the school 4 weeks ago, all was quiet. A companion plea by Miss Lucy that she be granted dormitory and dining room facilities on the campus was taken under advisement by Grooms until tomorrow. Before he read his decision, the tall, bespectacled judge observed, quote, "There are some people who believe this court should carve out a province in North Alabama, fortify the borders, man the battlements, and defy the U.S. Supreme Court," unquote. In Montgomery, this is Calvin Thornton.
This is Drew Pearson with the Washington Merry-Go-Round. Attorney General Herbert Brownell has taken an official stand that there is no way the Justice Department could have intervened in the Emmett Till murder case in Mississippi. The reply to Democratic Congressman Clyde Doyle of California states categorically that the Justice Department cannot intervene. Quoting Mr. Doyle, "Emmett Lewis Till was kidnapped and killed by private individuals. His body was found within 3 days of the kidnapping, and he was not transported across state lines. These offenses were thus violations of the laws of Mississippi only and not of the federal statute. This department, therefore, had no jurisdiction or authority to take any action in connection with this case," end quote. The letter also put the Justice Department on record for tighter laws to protect Negroes' right to vote. In Washington, this is Drew Pearson.
This is Ray Tucker in the nation's capital. The current savage repudiation of Stalin and even Marx and Lenin has shaken the Soviet system from Moscow to Beijing. Rulers throughout this vast area are bewildered and paralyzed. They've been deprived of even a minimum of confidence, courage, and initiative. They remember the rolling of Trotskyite heads, which is now deplored by the Khrushchev-Bulganin regime. It's as if President Eisenhower and Congress declared invalid all the acts of our greatest chief executives and national legislative bodies, including laws and decisions based on the Constitution. Only desperate necessity could justify such a revolutionary change, according to our Russia experts here and abroad. It is a frantic effort to check Soviet failures on the home and foreign front. Khrushchev and Bulganin now concede that communism and capitalism can coexist peacefully and permanently, which is a heretical denial of Lenin's faith. The Kremlin's top figures also admit that their industrial and agricultural programs are far behind schedule. At the present rate, it would require 3 or 4 5-year plans to catch up with our lead, and that assumes that the U.S. and our industrialized European allies will stand still. Georgi Malenkov was deposed as premier because he had fallen down on these assignments. Khrushchev doesn't want the same fate. In Washington, this is Ray Tucker.
Pope Pius XII observes his 80th birthday tomorrow and the 17th anniversary of his election as head of the Roman Catholic Church. He became pope in 1939. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this word from East End Grocery.
East End Grocery has got some deals for you. Wow, listen to this. Hormel's thick slice bacon, 2-pound package, 87 cents. Small meaty spare ribs a pound, 37 cents. Hormel's country style sausage, 39 cents a pound. Carlson's dry pack heavy fryers, 49 cents a pound. Hormel's beef roast blade cut, 39 cents a pound. Ground beef, 69 cents for 2 pounds. Young tender, number one beef liver, 39 cents a pound. Pork tenderloin roast, 49 cents a pound. Swift premium roll, boneless ham slice, 69 cents a pound. And how about this for a deal? Smoked whitefish, 63 cents a pound. Wow, pork loin roast rib, 23 cents a pound. Those are just some of the great, great buys at East End Grocery in Superior. And remember, they deliver. That's right, they deliver. Just call 83594. East End Grocery. Lou?
The Coast Guard is selling 2 lighthouses in the Apostle Islands. KUWS Radio newsman Mike Simonson has that story.
Good evening, Lou. Ever dream of owning your own lighthouse? Well, dreams can come true. Michigan and Sand Island light stations of the Apostles Ashland region are being offered for sale by the U.S. Coast Guard. Items for sale of the Michigan Island Station, besides the lighthouse itself, are 77 acres of land, a 2-story brick lighthouse keeper's house, a storage building, powerhouse, a story and a half dwelling, shed, antenna mast, and tramway. They are no longer needed by the Coast Guard. The Sand Island Station includes 1 acre of land. Beachfront property and lighthouses have pretty nice views. Be the first on your block to own one, Lou.
But I don't do windows. Thanks, Mike. Lieutenant Colonel Thomas J. Martin, post commander at Camp Haven, Wisconsin, and Captain Bernard Olson posted a new sign at the junction of 2 streets on the base. The streets are named after 2 Wisconsin men awarded the Medal of Honor, Major Richard Bong of Poplar and Tech Sergeant 5 Eric Gibson of Rice Lake. Mrs. Gertrude Hancock of 2516 East 7th Street says that she's dumbfounded to find a new patch on the roof of her house today. While at church, somebody placed a new section of roof on the house, and she hadn't ordered any such work. Mrs. Hancock says that we quote, "It has everybody who discusses it with me all in from laughing." And with that nice story, that's the news, Tim.
So, this is like the masked phantom roofer. That's a big tickle. Lou Martin, the master fickle tickler. Let's spin the bottle for tonight's forecast for this Thursday, March 1st, 1956. Colder tonight with a low of 10. Count them up in your fingers degrees. Sunshine tomorrow will get up to 36. So, at least March isn't coming in like a lion. Maybe an alligator, though. From the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack of the back of the wax, Bill Haley and the Comets.
See you later, alligator.
Well, I saw my baby walking. Met another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking. Met another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, alligator. She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her of what she said. See you later, alligator. Pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you'll forgive me and say your love for me is true? I said, oh, wait a minute, dear. I know you mean it just for play. I said, wait a minute, dear. I know you mean it just for play.
Bill Haley and his comment, see you later, crocodile. No, just kidding, kiddies. That's an a while crocodile and later alligator. Kept cool in your Kelvinator. Hey, Lou, I bet you can't wait for the singing telegram. I never had one, but I hear they come chrome-plated, dressed to the nines.
Maybe it'll be for you. I can only hope.
Hey, Kittens Marisa's has some cooking deals that won't cost you much bread. Coco's new mix and match sleeveless blouse, printer solid, sets you back at only $3.98. A whimsical Old Man of the Sea print blouse and skirt by Coco in black, blue, or brown. An unpressed pleat print dress, say that fast five times, goes only for $7.95. Do the math, man. That's less than 12 clamps for the blouse and dress. And get this. It takes just 59 seconds to open a Marisa's charge account. Marisa's at 1227 Tower Avenue in Superior and other stores in Duluth and Virginia. And I want to meet Coco. The Labor Guy is next, right after the Clovers and Devil or Angel on the Tim Michaels Rock and Roll Dance Party.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I miss you. Miss you. Ha ha. Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I'll go out of my mind. Devil or angel, dear, whichever you are, I need you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel, love you, I love you. Ah, ha, ha, love you.
The Clovers, latest hot platter, and Devil or Angel on Kickin' KUWS.
Let me introduce Superior Federation of Labor editor Jay Fisher. You're not going to sing to me or anything, are you?
Strange you should ask.
So you are the singing telegram.
Oh, no. It's just strange that Lou should ask me if I'm going to sing to him.
Anyway.
I'm here to tell you that minimum wage is going up to $1 an hour as of today, and it's about time.
Sounds like we get a raise, Tim.
A clam for every 60 ticks. Wow.
Yeah, a clam for every 60 ticks. We wanted a clam and a quarter an hour, but President Eisenhower wouldn't back it. But there are situational difficulties that this new federal wage hour law presents, and I'm here to tell you it's wrong. More than 20 million good American workers don't qualify. It makes no sense, but the new federal wage only applies to a little more than half of the nation's wage earners. Folks in retail, in the hotel and comfort and service industries, laundries, canneries, they don't get a piece of this action.
The retail is often the small businesses, like the corner grocery store or the barber shop, who would have difficulty in paying a dollar an hour.
Luckily, most barbers in these parts are union brothers. But these so-called small businesses are big parts of our economy. You take the A&P supermarkets. They're huge employers with 4,000 stores, but no buck an hour for them. And Woolworths. Nearly 200 stores and 100,000 retail workers? Nada. Sears Roebuck? 700 stores, 120,000 employees? They don't qualify because they're retail.
Radio workers?
You'll get your buck an hour, Timmy. The solution? Simple. More brothers and sisters are organizing than ever in this country. The retail clerks local in Superior is booming. And it helps everybody. Substantial collective bargaining gains for wage and salary earners last year benefits our industrial progress. 1955 saw more people join the middle class, and that means more spending power and more activity on the economic front. We figure this is one way to ultimately gain full employment in the good old U.S. of A. That and a huge federal highway building program and a pickup in hospital construction, too.
Thank you, Superior Federation of Labor editor Jay Fisher.
I got one more thing, Lou. Labor's always had a good heart for their fellow man, and the Red Cross is having a tough time of it, what with all the disasters lately. AF of L and CI of O President George Meany is urging everyone to contribute to the Red Cross, money and blood. Apparently, they're tapped right now. And by the way, I'm sticking around for that singing gram.
Should be a kick, unless you can't sing.
Might be a she.
Doesn't matter if good-looking women can't sing.
Roger that.
Farm Guy is up next after this new one from Ivory Joe Hunter on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. Thank you.
was the Baron of Boogie, Ivory Joe Hunter, singing and stroking the ivories with Since I Met You Baby on KUWS.
I like Baron of Boogie. The farmers around here call me the patron of potatoes and the sultan of soybeans.
Oh, you think they just call you that.
Now's the time for Douglas County Agricultural Agent Claude, Call Me Birdie, Ebling, and Down on the Farm.
Actually, truth be told here, Lou, I'm no longer the Douglas County Ag Agent. That's Ray Polzine's job now.
Then you are?
Freelancing. This way I get to pick and choose my projects. I mean, a man can only stand so much. Between corn questions, or fertilizers futures, or this hog has bad breath, and this chicken and rooster are having a domestic squabble, or why do cows have hooves and dogs have paws? There's only so much a man can take. So I'm farming myself out. Get it?
Farm yucks aren't really funny.
Anywho, it's just 2 weeks before Farm and Home Week, March 12th through the 15th. This ranks right up there with rutabaga days and herd wars.
Herd wars?
Cool!
It's actually very controversial, and it's banned in some states. Anywho, last-minute arrangements for the 3-day farm and barn days are being nailed down.
I thought it was farm and home, not farm and barn.
It includes an exciting program that is being mailed out to previous attendees. Day one looks to have lots of fireworks. Not real fireworks that explode in the sky and scare the dogs into running away to the dark recesses of the feed store for protection, but the kind that spells controversy. Already, farmers say they won't miss that first day when dairy specialists are driving up from Madison to try to sell them on bulk milk handling. You heard me right. Bulk milk handling. It's a divisive topic, but I assure all farmers who can hear this that this hot potato will be handled fairly, with advantages and disadvantages discussed. There are things for everyone, including the home gardener. The Farm Extension Office has a brochure chock full of up-to-date information for the backyard farmer. On day two, we'll discuss the decline of the small farm. Wisconsin census data shows a 20-year decline in the number of farmers since it peaked in 1935 with 200,000 farms in the dairy state. Farms fewer than 100 acres have declined 20%, while farms 260 or more acres have increased 11%. Don't know what to think of that, folks. Just don't know. Anywho, things start at 10 a.m. at the Superior Vocational School. That's when Ray Polzine will show a film entitled Labor Saving on the Dairy Farm. It's a movie the whole family can safely enjoy.
No animal hanky-panky?
Nothing about reproduction. At least, I don't think there is. Oh, I better check. Last time we did that, well, things got very awkward. The only thing you could hear were crickets. Anywho, I saved the best for last. On day three, we not only have a free, wholesome dairy and beef lunch, but we salute Rosie. Rosie is a 10-year-old Holstein in the herd of bachelor farmers Lloyd and Sven Swenson of Poplar.
They're the guys who have the lamb who tried to eat Machine Gun Kelly's knees yesterday?
Lambs are nothing to be messed with, no siree. Anywho, Rosie started on another record after dropping a fine bull calf. And if this story doesn't make you cry, I don't know what will. Very touching, Lou and Tim. Very moving.
Lou's going for his hanky.
Am not.
For years, Rosie consistently produces around the 600-pound mark. Last December, she finished with 596 pounds of butterfat. This despite being blind for the last 4 years. We salute Big Rosie, a shining example of a fine dairy cow from Lloyd and Sven Swenson, Lou.
Very moving. Thank you, former farm agent Bertie Ebling.
You mean moving. Here's a farm favorite, the Four Lads and a Twin Spin.
I love the Four Lads. Who can't love the Four Lads?
On the Tim Michaels Milkin' Party.
I was a big man yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. Oh, well, I talked big yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. Sound empty now.
see me now. I couldn't see it yesterday, but now I know it's true. The only thing that made me big was you. I was a big man yesterday, but boy, you ought to see me now. If you could only see me now.
A KUWS Radio Twin.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople.
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
The Four Lads in Istanbul, not Constantinople, and A Big Man Yesterday, a KUWS twin spin, and guaranteed to get the farm animals barn dancing.
I don't know how you do that twin spin echo thing, Timmy. That's really slick.
It's radio magic, baby.
Where's this singing telegram person?
I remember a certain farmer who got a singing telegram on the occasion of quintuplets.
Somebody around here had quints?
Wait for it, man.
Five calves and one proud farmer.
I happens to know that singing telegrams are making a comeback. We may even organize them. They started in 1933, but went away during the war. Telegrams were almost always bad news then. But I means to tell you, they're coming back with a bang. Not just birthdays and calvings either. Western Union is sending the boys out for weddings, anniversaries, winning bowling trophies, the works.
Okay, guys, come on into the crib and blow your tops.
Oh, they're here.
Which one is Lou Martin?
He's Lou Martin.
Ah, you kidder. I'd give anything to be you now, Lou.
This happy melody is sent your way just to brighten up your day, to make you laugh, even smile. So enjoy this tune, it only lasts a while. Turn that frown upside down. Could have sent you a clown. Time to cheer up. Have a grand day. Write the news quick before all your hair turns gray. Skies are really getting bluer. Rainy days are getting fewer. So smile a while, dearest Lou. Know that Harriet is thinking of you. All will be okay. Watch those gray clouds fade away. Brighter days are just ahead. At least you got yourself out of bed. Wait a minute. Almost done. Hope this song was lots of fun. It was sent to make your day. And it's special because you don't have to pay.
Very good. Thank you. Very nice and awkward, but thanks.
And this is for Mr. Claude Ebling.
For me? Oh, and call me Birdie.
I tell you, it's a guy dressed up as a big ape.
It's a gorillagram.
Thank you, God, for your friendship. Lloyd and Sven sent a song your way. A gorillagram just for Claude, filled with blessings for today. Always caring, always sharing, always giving's what you do. Now it's your turn to receive this time a heartfelt song for friends so true. So to good friends all the time, friends making memories to share. Praising God for our friendship, you're the one who's always there. You are treasured more than you know, asking God to bless you. Bless you always and forever, give you wisdom and strength too.
Oh, now that was worth waiting around for, brother.
You'd think that Bertie would have gotten a cowgirl.
Which one is Timothy? I hear he needs a physical.
Me.
The gal's dressed as a nurse.
Ooh, what do you think she's going to do? I'm nervous.
Well, it was nice working here.
It's a nursogram, which could become a kissogram if only she was dressed as a French maid. Oh, brother, then look out.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Timmy. Happy birthday to you.
Man, I can dig this.
The gorillagram wasn't bad either. You know, they wear helmets because occasionally the gorillagrammee thinks the gorillagrammer is a real ape and conks him on the noggin.
Time to cut out, cats and kittens. Coming up on KDAL-TV tonight, it's Dr. Hudson's Secret Journal, Edward R. Murrow's Person to Person, and the 10 o'clock news with Dick Anthony and Gordy Paymar. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, where doggograms are popular.
If it's a female dog doing the delivering, it wouldn't be called doggogram.
Careful, this is a family show. We'll be back same time, same pound, the good Lord willing, and a copogram doesn't have us arrested. For Lou Martin and the gang, this is Tim Michaels rocking your world, babies.
Been listening to Radio Superior 1956, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Dennis Anderson, Jennifer Simonson, Ryan Matuzak, Dave Strandberg, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1956 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
Oh, bye.